It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Yes, indeed. The new version, that was the new jingle, Gareth, that you shared with us last Saturday. You said you'd give us the answers today. So away you go.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like it's a perfect movie studio preview of everything that's coming up in the next couple of months. So it kicks off with Jesse Eisenberg, who is in Now You See Me, Now You Don't. This is the third film in that series. That one's out in November. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Margot Robbie from Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. She's starring alongside Colin Farrell. That's out September 19th. The unmistakable, I think, voice of Ethan Hawke from Black Phone 2 appears next. That's out October 17th. Bob Odenkirk, who stars in Nobody 2, out August 15th. And also out August 15th is the next voice you heard, Dakota Johnson from The Materialist as well. Then Helen Mirren from the Thursday Murder Club. That's probably the easiest one in there. Yeah, it's out end of August. And that's followed by Leonardo DiCaprio from One Battle After Another. That's the Paul Thomas Anderson movie. That's out September 26th. Downton Abbey, the finale, has a voice in there. It's the voice of Dominic West. Ah. And that finale is out September 13th. Then we have Benedict Cumberbatch. I bet you got that one as well. Sounds very familiar there. It's from The Roses. That's out September 1st. Cynthia Erivo from Wicked for Good, November 21st. And a movie that's not out till December 2026. We're a bit ahead of the curve on this one. It's Cameron Diaz's voice from Shrek 5. That's from a teaser they released for it. And Liam Neeson, the unmistakable voice of Liam Neeson from The Naked Gun, which is going to be in cinemas August 8th.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing those answers with us. I will play the jingle again at the end of Movie News. But let us come to this week's Movie News. And we're starting with Kathryn Bigelow.
Yeah, Oscar-winning filmmaker, has a sort of eight-year absence in the director's chair, but returns with her next feature called A House of Dynamite. Now, Netflix has officially set the movie's release with a limited theatrical run in early mid-October ahead of the film's premiere on the streamer on October 24th. So this is a movie about a single unattributed missile that is launched at the United States, and a race begins to determine who's responsible and how to respond to it. It was previously reported that the film unfolds within the White House and in real time. Storylines like this are a bit chilling at the moment when you consider all this going on in the world. But the impressive cast here includes the likes of Idris Elba, Rebecca Ferguson, Gabriel Basso, Gerard Harris, Kathleen Dever, Tracy Letts, Anthony Ramos and Moses Ingram. Noah Oppenheim wrote the project, and he of course recently crafted the conspiracy thriller limited series Zero Day, which was also on Netflix.
Okay, you've news also of Ron Howard's next film.
Yeah, he's looking to do an adaptation of Dan Schilling and Laurie Longfritz's non-fiction book called Alone at Dawn. The story here follows John Chapman, an Air Force combat controller who gave his life during the war in Afghanistan while saving 23 fellow soldiers. The sacrifice earned him a posthumous Medal of Honor. Kind of been described in the tone of other US sort of soldier combat dramas like Lone Survivor or 12 Strong. Now, back in July, the longtime collaborator of Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, said that they were working on a remake of the 1991 firefighter drama. Do you remember that one, Backdraft?
Yes.
And that Glenn Powell was rumoured to be involved with it alongside Howard as well. Now, reports have emerged that, yes, they are working on a firefighter project, but it's not a Backdraft remake, it seems. It's an original story penned by Christina Hudson about a team who must rekindle their fractured relationship when a series of deadly fires sweep across Texas. And that one probably is a bit more timely when you considered what happened in LA with the fires recently.
Exactly.
Well.
So, that's what Ron Howard is up to now. Nice news broke during the week about some honorary Oscars.
Yeah, I think this was really good news because in the list you have choreographer and actor Debbie Allen, you've got production designer Wynne Thomas, and you've got actor and producer Tom Cruise, someone who's been nominated multiple times at the Oscars, hasn't quite received the award as yet, but he's been there for as a producer and many times for an actor as well. So they're all going to receive honorary Oscars for their lifetime contributions to the industry, and music legend and philanthropist Dolly Parton Parton will be recognised by the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award, and four statues. Yeah, it's a good lineup, isn't it? All four statues will be presented at the 16th Annual Governor's Award on November 16th. That's usually not part of the sort of main Oscar ceremony, but it is recognised during the sort of televised cast as well, which is set for the 16th of March. Put it in your diary, 2026, at the Dolby Theatre. Conan O'Brien will be hosting that Oscar ceremony.
Well, we remember that because it's just ahead of St. Patrick's Day. So there you go. That's good news, as you say. It's a nice list, isn't it? Now, tell us about Nuremberg.
Yeah, this is James Vanderbilt's new film. He's written and directed it. It's based on the book The Nazi and the Psychiatrist. Stars Oscar winner Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, and also Michael Shannon in there as well. It's set in post-World War II Nuremberg, chronicles the true story of those trials that were held by the Allies against the defeated Nazi regime. It sort of centres on American psychiatrist Douglas Keeley, played by Malek, who is tasked with determining whether Nazi prisoners are fit to stand trial for their war. He finds himself in a complex battle of wits with Hermann Göring, played by Crowe in the film, who's Hitler's right-hand man. It's a really good cast in it. Richard E. Grant, Leah Woodle, John Slattery, Mark O'Brien, Colin Hanks also starring in it. And Sony Pictures Classics has taken the North American rights to the film. It's going to be released November 7th, ahead of the 80th anniversary of the trials.
Okay, now closer to home, some nice news from the Galway Film Fla.
Yeah, we're starting to get the lineup now and getting some good films emerging. So we have two films that are going to be screening. So one is Christie. This was a winner recently in Berlin at the Generation 14 Plus International Jury Award. So it's going to have its Irish premiere at the Flats, directed by Brendan Canty in his feature debut. It follows a 17-year-old Christie who's at a crossroads, kicked out of his suburban foster home, and he moves in with his estranged older brother Shane and his young family. And as Christie makes friends and begins to let the community in, he also reconnects with his past through his seemingly more corrupting extended family. Really good cast here includes Danny Power, Dermot Noyes, Emma Willis, Alison Oliver, Chris Whalley and Helen Behan, all starring in that. And members of the of Cork's Cabin studio also feature in the cast as well. So it's going to have its premiere on the 11th of July at 6 p.m. in the Town Hall Theatre. And also following that will be the world premiere of Trad. This is written and directed by Lance Daly. So the film follows a gifted fiddle player and her younger brother as they leave their home in the Donegal Gaeltacht and take to the road with a troupe of wandering musicians on a cross-country journey of adventure, romance and musical exploration. The cast here includes Sarah Green, Peter Coonan, Aidan Gillen and Kate Skelly. So Trad will premiere on the 11th of July at 8:15 at the Town Hall Theatre, and the full programme of the Galway Film Fla is going to be announced next Tuesday, so lots more to come.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing that. What trailer have you picked out for us, Garrett?
I'm really looking forward to this one. I'm a big fan, obviously read his biography as well, so I was very curious to see what they're going to do with the film. So this is the new Springsteen movie, which is called Deliver Me From Nowhere, the up and coming biopic about the New Jersey born rock and roll singer Bruce Springsteen.
It's a 305 V8.
Never owned a new car before.
Yeah, it's awfully fitting for
Some devil rock star. I do know who you are.
Well, that makes one of us.
Hey, boss, can you do a mic check?
How's that sound?
Looks about right.
Don't need to be perfect. I want it to feel like I'm in the room by myself.
Yeah.
Let's try one.
Here's what I want you to understand. This is not about either one of us. This is not about the charts. This is about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. It's going to be an interesting one. What do you think from the trailer, Garrett?
Well, the last voice you heard there is Jeremy Strong. I'm very impressed by the look of him in the movie. He plays his manager, John Landau. Yeah, you've got the Bear star, Jeremy Allen White, here, plays Bruce Springsteen in the movie. It's from filmmaker Scott Cooper, who directed the likes of Crazy Heart, if you remember that one. It was another musical film. So he pens and directs it here. Chronicles the making of Springsteen's fifth album, 1982's Nebraska. So maybe not at the position that most kind of people would probably think that it's going to feature on. But what it deals with is sort of the ghosts in his past, and particularly his rocky relationship with his father, a World War II veteran, and sort of serious alcohol abuse and mental health issues that sort of defined their relationship. Stephen Graham plays his father in the movie as well. So, yeah, I do like the look of it. Yeah. It's going to be out in cinemas October 24th. It's called Springsteen, Deliver Me From nowhere.
That is going to be an interesting one. New releases in cinemas this weekend. We're going to begin with 28 Years Later, getting good reviews, Gart.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews. This comes from Danny Boyle and good cast as well. Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jack O'Connell, Ralph Fiennes. It's 3 decades really since the Rage virus escaped a biological weapons laboratory and now still is kind of forcing itself on this sort of quarantine island that they have set up. Good premise, and again, with this director and a really good cast, it's one that people like these movies, don't they?
Yeah, they sure
like
do.
The kind of style of them, and I do like Danny Boyle directing them as well. We also have Pixar with a new movie to bring the kids in for the summer. Elio is on the big screen. Take a listen.
We search the universe for the dreamers and stargazers like you.
This is awesome!
Are you gonna eat me?
What? Ew. Oh, no. My name's Elio. What's your name?
No one's ever asked me my name before.
I'm Glordon.
Back home, I didn't fit in. I thought Earth was the problem. But what if it's me?
Well, I like you, and you seem fine to me.
I never had a friend before.
Me neither.
Up top.
Yeah, that is the latest from Pixar. Elio.
Yeah, an underdog with an active imagination, mistakenly identified as Earth's ambassador to the rest of the universe. He starts to form new bonds with eccentric aliens while discovering who he's truly meant to be. We've also got 2 documentaries to mention. The first is She, He is Still Her Here, the official Genesis P. Orridge documentary, showcases an introduction, conversation and goodbye to the artist who left a legacy on the world of music, performance, art, religion and the occult. And take a listen to this. This is a clip from Liza, a truly terrific, absolutely true story.
How lucky I was to have gone through all of the bad stuff that I've gone through, because it prepared me for the rest of my life.
If the public sees Liza as a barrel of sequins and glamour, they've got her wrong.
She wanted to consume the fullness of life. I don't think she has any regrets.
Yes, indeed. Well, Liza Minnelli, it's going to be quite a story to tell.
There's plenty in there. And yes, it's a tribute, really, to an artist of unlimited raw talent and focuses on the deep creative relationships she's had with her mentors and influencers as well down through the years. So that's Liza. Truly terrific, absolutely true story.
Good title, too. All right. What about a TV movie? What have you chosen for us?
I would suggest you find the biggest TV in your house to watch this on, because it looked terrific on the big screen. Cinematography was amazing. The music was quite an immersive film. This is Dune, about a gifted young man born into a great destiny beyond his understanding, must travel to the most dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people. Denis Villeneuve, sci-fi drama. As I said, it's a big spectacle. Good cast as well, though. Timothée Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, Zendaya and Oscar Isaac starring in it. It's on RT1 tonight and it's on at 9:25.
Great stuff. Thanks a million, Garrett.
Thanks, Aideen.
It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! I'm a light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.